Well, it's good to see you again. Please, take a seat and we can begin today's session. How are you today? Good. Yes, from what I remember, this is your favorite time of year. I like it very much, too. So, if you're comfortable, I'd like to jump right in, if I may. You've been coming here for a few sessions now, and I think I have a grip on your situation. A low self-confidence or self-worth is very common, as well as all the problems it leads to. You've been very patient with me, and I know it's been uncomfortable at times. When I see you or any other client, what I do with these probing questions is to document the way your mind sees things, your worldview. If exactly the same thing happens to two different clients of mine, then they will likely as not have two completely different reactions, rooted in what they think will happen. For example, if someone was to subtly approach you or come on to you, you might run the numbers in your head and think that it's not very likely that she's actually doing that. Or you may not even see it because it's not something your worldview is prepared to accept as a possibility. Whereas if I had a client with other issues, he might see it for what it is and take full advantage. But he also might do the opposite of what you do and round toward that possibility instead of rounding away from it and be mistaken a lot of the time. I can't tell you if that's a client of mine right now because of confidentiality, but I have seen many things like this. So the role of therapy is to document this, for me, and, well, us together, really, to formulate a different worldview that fits you better. Because once it's clear to you, you will be able to switch your way of thinking and see yourself and the world in this new worldview. And you can leave the old worldview behind, along with all of the negatives that come from it. I think we've already corrected a few small details and hang-ups, but when you hear about a breakthrough, this is what people talk about. The reason I'm telling you this is that introducing a new worldview can take, well, a lot of time. But sometimes it is automatically brought on by strong experiences that the old worldview simply can't explain. So, for example, I have noted that one of your strongest needs, and also areas where you feel most inadequate, are related to pleasure. You said in our last session that you were unsure that you would ever be able to please a woman. I know that was rough to admit, and you did very well to dig that deep inside. It's easy to walk around for a long time with these ideas, but what I'd like to propose is that we try an exercise to prove this idea wrong. What do I mean by this? Okay, well, I mean the simplest possible interpretation. I tried challenging you before, and I said that you didn't know this to be true. And you said it didn't matter, since you're unlikely to prove yourself wrong. But a keen eye like yours may have noticed something. You're a man, and I'm a woman. I'm willing to give you a strong experience that you can use to decide for yourself, instead of letting your worldview decide for you. Wouldn't you rather know? Good. So, now, what I'm going to do is remove my skirt and sit back down in this chair. You are free to come up to me and see whether or not you might prove yourself wrong. Yes, I left my underwear on to give you the honors. So please, feel free. Now, do what we've talked about and try to take in your surroundings. Remember our process. How am I acting? Yes. I'm remaining calm and in my chair. I'm not upset. You're correct. My breathing is a bit heavier, and you're free to continue. This is my... Well, how would you describe it? Yes, vagina is correct. Are there any other words? Please, tell me those words. This is important. One possibility in this new worldview is that you are eminently capable of pleasuring a woman. Both you and she will probably use a different word than vagina. Yes, excellent. Pussy. So, do you think right now that I would want you to lick my pussy? You're already down there, and how about if you just... Oh, God. Oh, that's good. Oh, okay. Oh, stop. Stop for just a moment. No, you didn't do anything wrong. Now, did it sound like I enjoyed that? Yes, you are absolutely correct. Did it sound like I was pleasured by it? Right again. Now, look me in the eye when I say this. I want you to lick my cunt. My already wet cunt. Just in case you didn't notice. I want you to lick it as hard as you can. And I want you to not stop until you hear me orgasm. Trust me, you'll know when you hear it. Can you please be a sweet man and do this for me? Oh, fuck. Oh, my fuck. Oh, I love your tongue. Licking all over my lips. Oh, fuck my clit. Oh, God. Oh, it feels so fucking good. I can't pleasure a woman my ass. More like can't help but pleasure a woman. Yes. Oh, just like that. Oh God, I'm so fucking wet. Oh, fuck me with your tongue. Oh, lick my cunt. Oh, lick my pussy. Oh, you can call it whatever you want as long as you don't stop. Oh, fuck. Suck on my clit. Oh, fucking God, that's... Oh, I don't know what I love seeing more. Seeing you down there. Oh, working my wet cunt. Oh, or closing my eyes. Throwing my head back. Because it feels so fucking good when I do. Oh, I love that tongue of yours. Oh, it knows exactly what to do. Oh, fuck. God, please don't stop. Please. I'll spread my lips with your tongue. Oh my God. Here it comes. Fuck. Oh, fuck. 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 I need you. I need you to fuck me too. I'll get up. I'll take off your pants. Take off your boxers. Just take that cock and fuck me with it. Just pull it out and... Oh, fuck. Fuck me. Oh, fuck me with that fat cock of yours. Fuck. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh my god. Oh, I fucking got him squirting all over your cock. Oh, you fucked my tight pink cunt so good. Oh, I'll stand there. I'm gonna get down on the floor and suck on this cock. Oh, this thick cock. Oh, so wet with my pussy juice. Oh, I love the taste. love this cock. Oh, fuck, it's so good. Oh, you like seeing a woman down here? Worshipping your cock. Tasting your fat, manly cock. So thick and veiny. Oh, licking these poor balls. So full of cum. I want you to unload all of your cum on my face. Coat me in your cum. Be the sexy man you are and cover me in your load. Now that you fucked my pussy so good. Now that you made me come twice for you, please. Please come for me. Come. Oh, that's it. Shoot it all out. Paint me with your white hot cum. Make me a sexy mess in my hair, on my lips. I'll let it out. God, I love your moans. Oh, God. Wow. So, our process. I'm here in front of you. Oh, covered in your cum. After you gave me the best orgasms I've had since. I don't even know. So, do you think it's possible that maybe you've been mistaken all this time? And that you, in fact, can totally pleasure a woman? And maybe if you're wrong about that, maybe there are a number of things that you don't need to worry about. I'm going to lick your cock clean so you can think about that. Oh, so yummy. Oh. This was a short but a very productive session. Not reproductive, though. I'm on the pill, so don't worry. How about you just catch your breath for a short while? Oh. And process this. It's important to mentally integrate all of this new information. And you know what? I think this session is on the house. Let's just say it was mutually beneficial.